Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Turn the Page with Kayla Greenwall. Today we're going to be talking with Robert Bond and Kathy Fish. Their collaborative book, Rift, came out from Unknown Press yesterday. Robert is... his work has appeared in over 500 print and online journals. He leads writing roundtables at Red Oak Writing in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Also, he teaches workshops like the October 18th to 25th Poetry and Fiction, Writing from the Well of Diverse Genres at the Clearing in Door County, Wisconsin. He is in his fifth year as a senior flash fiction editor at JMWW, as well as poetry and fiction editor at Lost in Thought magazine. He's also a guest editor of Uno Kudo magazine, issue 5. Kathy Fish has joined the faculty of the Mile High MFA at Regis University in Denver. She will be teaching flash fiction, surprise, since this is a flash fiction collection we're talking about today. Additionally, she teaches two-week intensive flash fiction Fast Flash workshops. She also serves as a consulting editor for the Queensferry Press series, The Best Small Fictions. Her fourth collection of short fiction, which we're talking about today, Rift, co-authored with Robert, came out yesterday. Her stories have been published or forthcoming in 1.5 million publications, it looks like. She was the guest editor of Zank Books, Best of the Web 2010. Can't talk today, guys. This is a rough ride. She is the author of three collections of short fiction, a chapbook of flash fiction, and the chapbook collective, A Peculiar Feeling of Restlessness, four chapbooks of short story fiction by four women, Wildlife, and Together We Can Bury It, available now from the Lit Pub. So, as usual, the first half of the show, we'll be talking with Robert and Kathy. And then in the last half of the show, we're going to leave it open for guest callers if they want to call in and talk with Robert and Kathy or me. I don't know why me, but Robert and Kathy, and ask any questions. The guest call-in number is 323-870-3407. So let me get Robert and Kathy on the line. Hello, Robert, Kathy. Robert.
Hi.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
Thanks for coming on. So yesterday was the big day. No problem. Yesterday was the big day.
It was.
Exciting. Reading up, and I was reading the blurbs, and I saw Daniel Handler wrote a blurb about Rift, and he said, that the stories in Rift are peculiar and exciting and riveting and mournful and veer into places I hadn't noticed in my peripheral vision, you know, like life. I really enjoyed that. Would you agree?
Yeah, it sounds
with
like
that?
He's reading while he's in the car.
Right. He talked into his phone. Read while you, or write while you drive. I do that. There's
yeah.
No shame.
Put it on post-it notes.
No shame. No shame. I think I have more pens in my car than in my desk at home.
Excellent.
So, do you agree with his insight? I mean, what is Rift about to you guys? Like at the very base of it all.
Kathy.
Well, Robert, do you want to go? Oh, well, I would say thank you. I think that we chose the title Rift. And so we wanted all the stories to have that element of fracture or the place where there's a weakness or something's about to come apart, basically. So I think the stories tend to be pretty conflicted, you know, lots of conflict or conflict buried under the surface. But it's the feeling that there's always something running under the surface that could threaten whatever's happening over the surface. Isn't that what you
think,
Robert?
I think the same, yeah. And I think you used the word schism, Kathy, in one of our other interviews, and I love that word. Because some of the stories always remind me of, like, how animals get when they predict an earthquake's going to hit or something, you know? There's, like, this shifting landscape or, you know, just, like, this anticipation of something, you know, tragic or horrible. And it doesn't always go to that extreme, you know? Sometimes we pull back in certain stories, and we tried to set the pace from kind of going for more gentler stories toward the beginning, and that they would progress toward our last section of the four, which is called cataclysmic. And that's really where we thought, oh, let's put those stories in there that, like, whoa, you know, like, might really kind of, you know, land somewhere a little bit more tense.
Right.
Yeah.
So you mentioned the last part of the book. It's you mentioned the... What was the word you used? You know, just
cataclysmic?
Having it. No, it was the first one. It was
schism?
About breaking up and schism. Because I thought it was interesting because the book itself is split into four different parts.
Right.
Which is, I thought, was really interesting. So the collaborative process, how did you guys reach that decision? How did this, well, I mean, the decision about, you know, layout and splitting it up into four pieces, how did that work? But also, how did this get started? Did you guys just, you know, have a drink at the bar and wink at each other and say, hey, let's do this?
Well, if it was that easy, we would have written this 7 years ago. I think it all started because I've personally, both Kathy and I have been in several different online groups, writing groups, and then personally, I had been working with Bud Smith and Michael Maxwell, and last year Meg Tewitt, who is also a fan. All of them are fantastic writers. And then we did like a weekly prompt just amongst the four of us. We called it the Night Owl Cafe. And so almost every week we'd rotate through who put up the prompt. We would post our pieces during the course of the week and then comment on each other's. And it was a very, very, you know, brave but yet very supportive and courageous workshop. And at the end of last year, Meg decided that she had to take a leave because she was working on a novel, which was hard for her to, like, fit the short fiction in. And somewhere right around AWP of last year, which would have been February, March-ish, we came up with the idea. I approached Meg and said, hey, what do you think about asking Kathy to slide over into this? And, you know, Meg was like, yes, get her to do it, you know, and so we did. We approached Kathy and said, you know, what do you think? And I'll let her take over the story from there.
Well, I mean, it couldn't have happened at a better time because I just had been stuck for quite a large period of time, just kind of stuck, not really writing very much at all and missing it, you know, not putting out as much new work as I wanted to. So, you know, I just said, sure, let's do it. I have been in another group for a number of years. But I just wanted to see what would happen in a new, smaller group with Robert and Michael and Bud. And so, yeah, I started writing with those guys, and it was just you had to post something once a week, you know, whether you had anything ready or not. And there was a lot of times the night before I'd be, like, writing something very quickly just so I could, you know, show up on time and have something to post. And we take turns coming up with a prompt or an idea, and that makes it fun as well. And I just wrote some of the stranger things that I haven't written, you know, a long time with that group. And
they were terrific.
Well, thank you. But, I mean, just, you know, it's such a supportive environment that I felt like I could do no wrong. You know, I just had to post something. And their work was so inspiring to me and so good that, you know, the bar was pretty high, so I had to maintain that level too. And I just enjoyed it so much. But the book, when did the idea for the book happen, Robert?
I think it was somewhere around right after we came back from AWP. I think Bud had approached me and said, hey, what do you think about a collaborational kind of book? And I had never even thought that. I was already actually started on my next, you know, my own book after Attics and Basements. And And was kind of moseying along with that, you know, putting sections together and thinking, oh, what could happen with this? And, you know, of course I got back to Bud and said, well, this all sounds so interesting. Who, like who? What, like, first of all, collaboration would matter in terms of who you're all thinking of. And then he came back to me and said, Kathy Fish. And I said, oh, my gosh, well, she's not going to say yes. Because even though we knew each other, and I knew Kathy had actually blurbed an earlier book of mine, and, you know, we had had several different crossover experiences in the writing world, because the indie world is quite small in general.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we were very supportive of each other's work, but I just never imagined that to come together for some reason. And so I love Kathy's side of this story because it's so intriguing, you know, like.
Well, yeah, I mean, Bud, you know, said, do you want to do a book? And I'm like, well, first of all, I've got maybe two stories, so that's going to be a pretty short book. And I wasn't writing very quickly at all, you know, I was just slowly putting things out. And he's like, yeah, we want to do this book and have all these stories. And I'm like, okay, but I said, I just don't have much to offer here. And, you know, I was kind of nervous about it, but I thought, well, we'll see what happens.
That's so Bud,
and,
though. That's
yeah.
Like,
oh,
knowing,
but okay.
That's so Bud.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Okay. Whatever. But we're gonna go ahead.
Yeah. We were just
fine.
Like, okay, moving ahead.
Keep
it'll
going.
Be fine. It'll be fine. Yeah. So.
And that is really Bud. I mean, yeah. I think it really does go back to his sort of like guerrilla style and his just like, yep, let's go for it, let's do it, you know, and. You know, and the thing is, for anyone, I think for anyone taking on a book that's proposed like this, which is the opposite way, normally most of us are writing a book and sending it out, there is going to be this, like, excitement, but also a little bit of terror, because you never know what you're going to end up with, or if you're going to end up with, or will it fall away in some way. And so Kathy had to go fully on trust and faith just in terms of, like, her own production and where she was at. And I, on the other hand, just had to say, let's just, like, sit down in this amusement park ride and take off. Like, let's go, you know, like, let's, you know, okay, hands in the air, come on, you know. So it was totally, like, it was really inspired by Bud.
I had to really just go against all my normal style and process and way of doing writing. Period. I just had to do everything completely different because, you know, that was not my style. My first books came out of stories that I'd spent years writing. so I was like, well, how many years do we have?
A little change up for you.
Yeah. So I was like, okay. So, but I think it did interesting things with my writing, and it was exciting and fun, and like Robert said, terrifying at times, but you know, but it was a good experience, basically, I would say.
Yeah, really good for me too.
Okay, well, I'm curious because Bud was on a while back on the show with Brian Allen Ellis with talking about their collaborative work, and so I was wondering. Having a publisher who is experienced in collaborative work, did that influence you guys any at all? Did it make this scary sort of thing any easier working with a publisher who sort of knows what it's like?
I kind of gave that very little concern, to be honest. I really felt like I knew Bud more so as a writer and his writing. And I trusted him based on that. We did have some early conversations, and I think he did with Kathy as well, that had to do with, like, design and what the book might look like, you know, those kinds of things. I mean, those conversations, he had every step of the way he asked for our input, which was fantastic. That's the difference with an indie press versus, you know, the big six. But on the other end of it, honestly, Kayla, I really felt like I just kind of trusted him like a brother. You know, like I just felt like he had our back the whole way. And I somehow never knew the book would look like this or feel like this when I first saw it. But it's a great testament to him that he just kept reassuring us. And he was like, okay, we're going to handle it. We got it, you know, because there were several different changes from the cover to the layout to the, you know, all of it. And we've just been riding the wave. It's been fantastic.
Oh, I know. And the book looks amazing. I mean, I don't have it in my hand yet, unfortunately.
Thank you.
It's on its way. But
thank you so much.
It looks wonderful. I'm excited.
Yeah, he did
too.
A great job.
Thanks. He did.
Yeah.
He did a wonderful job with that.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's,
and the photographer Casey McSpadden, he gave us that photograph for free to just use as long as we mentioned, you know, who he was. He said, "Sure, go ahead, just use the photograph." And Bud did such an interesting thing of having it wrap around. You can't see it probably, Kayla, but it wraps around.
Oh, I have it right in front of me.
Yeah. So the boy is actually like running,
right,
coming out of whatever the clouds or the, you know, acid, you know, storm or whatever.
Yeah.
He's actually on the back with his eyes in this grimace kind of thing. So
yeah.
Yeah.
No, I see that. I think it's really cool. And you're right. It's a testament to what Bud can do. Bud's so great.
Yeah. He is.
Yeah.
He's a great guy.
Yep. I mean, not that he would have it without you two amazing people, too, but
it's
just like
thank you,
a powerhouse of awesome people coming together and making something like this, which is a testament to Small Press.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So both of you were flash fiction writers separately, correct? Like, you do your flash fiction. So and this is for both of you, does it lend itself to collaborative work, flash fiction? Did you find because you were writing a flash fiction collection and that you've written flash fiction, was it easier to collaborate, or did you kind of butt heads as you started working?
Kathy?
I would say it's probably, I mean, I don't have anything to compare it to, but, we've had the easiest, most stress-free collaboration that
you've
ever
did.
Before. But I think the fact that flash is short and quick to write certainly helps. And it helps to, you know, kind of blend themes a little bit more with shorter fiction, I think. And we never really set out to, you know, besides the prompts that we used in the Night Owl Cafe, we didn't say, okay, we have to write these, you know, this sort of story and that sort of story. We just gave each other complete freedom, you know, to write. And then when we did have a batch of stories, that's when we started to trade them back and forth. I mean, we gave feedback in our group initially, but when we were down to the book level, then we traded, you know, the entire manuscripts of stories and had long phone calls, you know, where we would just go, to your turn, and he would read my story and I would read his story, and we'd give feedback and suggestions. And we did that, I don't know, two or three times, didn't we, Robert?
Yes, we did. I think we did the first one in July, and then I know we did a full manuscript exchange again in September, where we were like narrowing down still pieces. And then and then we did it ongoingly a few times, like just in terms of order. You know, and then, you know, like structure. And then there was some last minute changes too. I in particular felt very, I hadn't done this before, but I pulled like four or five pieces and threw new ones in. So, at first it really felt like we wanted, so much of Kathy's work was new, and I felt like I wanted to try to go with that thing too, but I had pieces that I ended up pulling like from 20 years ago, a couple of them, that I just rewrote from, you know, Kathy's great insights and stuff. And so, we have really unique, I think, material in the book. It's very different for me too.
How long was the process? You mentioned switching a manuscript in July, but when did this really start? Last AWP, or was it, when did you really?
It was this year. So like, let's say at the earliest, late January, February, March-ish. And then we got on the roll with the Night Cafe of a week apiece, you know, one piece per week. And then our first exchange that July. So, yeah, it was literally, I mean, it's a very fast process to create a book, but it was like 9 or 10 months.
Wow.
Yeah, like
a
little
very accelerated.
Several-year process.
It was such an accelerated, too, in the last 2 months, I think. It was just...
Yeah, it really sped up.
Because we had to get it ready for the Nervous Breakdown book club.
Right. Yeah, see, our book initially, the launch was December 1st, and we held to that. But because we got selected for the Nervous Breakdown December book club selection, we had to have those to mail by mid-November. So we had to push everything And this is, again, a testament to Bud. We had to push everything about a month early, and it kind of freaked us out at first. We joked about how to write a book in a month. Because I think if you know that you have those extra weeks to have it, you just kind of slow down and you take your time with that. But we didn't have it. We had to, like, get it in, you know?
Yep. Yeah, because I remember at some point writing to Bud and saying, okay, well, I need one more story. Robert has 36, but I only have 35. And I need one more story, and we've got to do these edits so I can get it to you, like, in 2 weeks.
And yeah, and you were writing the title story. You were actually writing the piece that we decided, which was a last-minute thing. Yeah.
Right. And so then he comes back and he says, how about this Monday or something like that? Okay. I mean, you know, very nice and, you know, diplomatic and stuff. He explained to me why it had to be sooner rather than later. So I was like, okay, I'll do that. And we did.
You might be too young, Kayla, but if you remember the Captain Kangaroo show, or if you have heard of references of this, there was one of my favorite parts of that show as a kid was, let me pull a rabbit out of my hat. You know, like, it really felt like that a lot of times with this. Like, there was magic involved, you know, because you'd have to just, like, crank it out and then go, okay, Kathy, take a look at this, you know, and then we'd just, like, kind of go on faith, you know, like, it was, and we had no idea. I mean, still, like, even, you know, right now, review copies have gone out, and people are starting to get back to us with comments, and it's like, oh, phew, okay, there is some merit here, you know, like, people are liking it, you know.
Good feedback, and apparently, it seems to, it actually does give the idea of collaboration. It's what our most recent review said, something like it was like a opera, or flowed like music or something, that I thought was a very interesting comment.
I always feel like it's always such an honor to have writers especially comment about what their takeaway was, because it's so subjective, writing, you know, you never know.
Right.
And yes, today particularly, there was someone who posted on Goodreads, and it was a really extensive review, and I, very insightful, you know, just,
And right, exactly. I was going to say something, but I completely forgot it. Sorry.
No, you're
fine. I'm sure
it
was very important.
I'm sure it was a wonderful comment, and I'm going to wait for you to remember. But I just wanted to let the people listening know that it is time for them to call in and ask questions if they want. So I'm just going to give them the number real quick, and then we can continue our wonderful conversation.
Great.
The guest call-in, guys, if you want to call and you want to ask Robert or Kathy a question that I didn't ask them, or if you just have a comment, you can call 323-870-3407, and I'll get you on the air with them. My question that I've been I forgot. Kathy, it's infectious.
Excellent. Let's all just forget everything.
Fine. Let's pretend it's Friday. how, for people who might be thinking about doing collaborative work, if you had to give them one piece of advice, what would it be, both of you?
The first thing I would say is, don't go in with too much of a plan. And I, by that I mean continue to be flexible at every juncture and know really what your integrity is in terms of, like, your own writing. I always feel like, you know, one of the things that I felt very early on with Kathy was, because we had the experience of really having our eyes and words on each other's work through the Net Owl Cafe, I trusted her implicitly once we got into, like, the exchanges. So if you don't have that right up front, if you don't have trust and you don't feel like you can rely on the other writer, figure out a way to build that before you actually start working together. That's what I would say.
I think that's excellent. And we had that, so that was great. But
I would
also say that, you know, you when you're working with another person, it's good to be kind of aware of what their style is. And Robert and I knew each other's writing really well to begin with. We had that going for us. And also, you know, and I think, too, with Robert and I, what's nice about how it works with us is we have different strengths. And so this process has been pretty seamless because things that I'm weak on, he's strong on, you know, and think he's more organized and, you know, on the ball about knowing people and knowing where to send the book and, you know, knowing who to contact and that kind of thing. I'm not sure what my strengths are, but I know that I'm weak on that and Robert's strong on that. So I'm so, so glad that he's my collaborator. So, you know, that really helps if you can kind of be flexible and use each other's strengths, you know, to the best advantage. It helps to make it a smoother process, I think.
I agree totally, Kathy. And I do want to say, come on, you have several strengths. First of all, our cover was attributed to Kathy's connections, and it's a fantastic cover. And also, you know, we had great blurbs that Kathy found. I mean, you have strong connections also in the literary field too. But I think the main thing for me, as soon as Bud said Kathy Smith, I was like, oh my God, my heart started beating, you know, and I thought, this is always a sign. Like I say this in a lot of interviews, but I really feel like I want to walk on the edge of what is unknown to me in my projects. I want to take a risk. I want to do something that makes me feel scared. And there were times with this where I thought, what am I doing? You know, like, and Kathy can attest to that too. We oftentimes would email about this, you know, and we just kind of like held each other's hand like you do on a playground. and we did. And we just sort of walked into the shadows. And it's okay. Yeah. Like, that's just part of this. I mean, part of the thing right now, honestly, Kayla, is I feel a little sad because our collaboration, in a sense, is over. Now we're into the marketing aspect, you know?
Rip 2.
Yep.
I demand it.
Rip 2. I love it. But, you know, yeah, I mean, this actual project, you know, that the aspect of this project is like we're in the kind of culmination, you know, and it is. Yeah. It's something that's like we held it so tenderly for so many months.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we just say, oh, this would be good for Rift, or oh, this, you know, this would be a great one. And we just had so much fun with that.
But yeah.
I think we ended up with a great book. I'm pretty proud of it.
I am too. Yep.
What was your favorite part of collaborating? Because, I mean, it was quick, but you guys have, you know, have known each other and you've worked with each other. So what's the best part of writing is such there's a community in small press, but the act of writing itself is very individual. So I'm always interested in collaborative work because it's, you know, you're adding another aspect.
Exactly. Exactly. I think my favorite part of it was, you know, after once we had both had a batches of stories, you know, it just didn't feel like a book at that point. It just felt like Robert had a bunch of stories and I had a bunch of stories. So the most fun part for me in our collaboration is when we started to figure out the order of the stories and we figured out that we wanted to have the four sections. And it just started to really come together and feel like a cohesive, you know, a book rather than just throwing a bunch of stories into a pile. Mm-hmm. And when it started having that feeling and we started getting an idea, we had this early on, but when we had the cover and we had Robert worked really hard to kind of pair the stories, you know, to where they made sense. And that was exciting to me to see it just like go from being, you know, a bunch of random stories into what really felt like a good book. So that was my favorite part. What was your favorite part, Robert?
I think for me, I feel that too. That was a great, you know, how it all coalesced for me was really big. I think for me, my favorite part is feeling closer to Kathy, feeling closer to you. I always feel like I've admired Kathy, but I feel like it's been a little bit sort of from a distance, you know. And because we met earlier, before this project was actually pitched to us by Bud. We met in January of this year at a reading in Santa Fe, and I automatically felt this instant connection with you that I felt like I had always known you, you know.
And you do
feel this way with people that you trust and that you've had good interactions with online. But there was such a, you know, because we worked so closely together, there was like a brother-sister intimacy that we built, you know. And I feel so good coming out of this with that. You know, I felt it from the Night Owl Cafe already, but I really feel it from Rift because our names are there on the book. You know, it's like there we are, you know. So.
Yep. We're not just two people that.
I can totally see that because when I saw Robert posted a picture of you two holding the book today, I saw it and I was just like, both of you look so happy. Like, you can just tell that it's just been a wonderful experience for you guys.
Yeah, and I don't think that's always the case. I think sometimes, you know, a rift occurs when people try to work together, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
It goes the opposite direction, you know.
It can, yeah, and I think
friends and end up enemies or whatever.
Yeah, and I think that's the one thing with collaboration. You know, I mean, for me, we started to talk, Kathy and I, during the process of this, of going back to our original, like even childhood collaborational events. And I came from the, like Bud, I came from the land of music and bands and, you know, gigging and all that kind of stuff. And I feel like there was a lot of tension through those teenage years and into college, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't just within me. It was like band members and lies and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And this didn't have any of that. This was like professional to the T. It was we met all of our deadlines when we had to. There wasn't one time where either of us had to call the other in a panic, you know. It was just, it was so great.
Yeah, it was really great. It really was.
Yeah.
Have to say.
And even with Bud, you know, I mean, it's funny.
We don't have any juicy stories for you.
Yeah, we don't. I will say the one thing, the one time that I felt a little bit of a, and but you know Bud, he's always like, yeah, dude, yeah, okay, cool. All right.
That's
so
exactly
the one,
it.
And Kayla, you'll appreciate this because you know Bud. The one time he had a little bit of a what kind of a thing was the day that I called him. I got home from the night that I actually had scored the nervous breakdown, December. I didn't score it, but, you know, it was offered to us. I went to a reading in Milwaukee. Jonathan Evison was there. We went out for drinks afterwards with friends, and he literally, in the course of conversation, said, hey, how would you like Rift to be the December or January, you know, book club choice for nervous breakdown? And, my friend Sheila kicked me under the table, and I was like, oh, my God. How could you say no?
How could
you say no? So I called Bud, and, you know, right away he was like, oh, man. And I said, I'm so sorry, you know. And I'd never heard him like this. And he was like, well, you know, first of all, hello, he had Aaron Parker's book to come out. He had Meg Tuitt and David Tomaloff's book in the line, in the can. You know, so we had to push our book to this place where it was like it wasn't in the timeline anymore because of this.
Right.
So he was looking at it completely from a standpoint of, like, how can we do this on my end? And he did actually call me the next day. This is the Bud that I love. He called me the next day to say, man, I am so sorry. Of course I'm psyched about this. You know, like, I was feeling sick. I had a low moment. You know, like, we're moving ahead. This is great. You know, so, yeah. It was totally
that was
cool.
Great.
But
that's so Bud.
Yeah, it's so
like,
Bud.
Yeah, of course we're going to do this. What are you talking about?
I've got a million other things to do, but I'll figure out how to do this.
I don't know how he does it. I really don't.
I don't know either. I don't know.
Yeah. He just juggles a million balls in the air. He's amazing.
And then all his own amazing stuff. So.
Yeah, exactly.
There must be more than one of him, I guess.
The Bud Phantom.
The team of Buds.
Yeah. So, Kayla, what are you working on these days?
Oh, what? No, this is my interview. Okay. I'm working on a chapbook.
Are you?
Oh, good.
I am.
Excellent.
Well, it's getting there.
Good.
It's getting there. I've sent some stuff out. I sent some stuff to you at Uno Kudo, so we'll see.
Great. We're going to be digging into those soon, yeah.
So you'll see what I'm working on because you have it. But
great.
Yeah. So what's next for you guys? So what now? So you said you're in the marketing section. What does that entail?
Things like this. Interviews and
well, this is a wonderful time and you cannot say otherwise.
This is a perfect time for us. Like everything's
fun,
gonna
yeah.
be. No, it involves everything from like things that organically just come to us, and then we sent out review copies. Kathy had a list and I had a list. So those have moved out already. The first batch, you know, of course, when people catch on to it, you know, there's other things that come forth. Hopefully a Kirkus review is in the plan. And, you know, just some various different rollouts that we're hoping will happen. You know what? I'm not even going to mention this because I don't want to jinx it. You know when you put something out
yeah,
there and then you're like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
So we have some nice offers that have come early on. So
that's awesome. Yeah. I'll hope for whatever you're talking about. Get my fingers crossed.
Thank you. That's very sweet of you.
All right. Well, thank you guys. This was a wonderful conversation.
Thank you. Nobody called, huh? With questions.
No. It's fine.
That's all
they
right.
don't know what to do.
Sometimes
I always
fielding
get questions
are
after
tough.
The fact. No, I will get questions tomorrow, and I'll be like, wow, you should have called. Because
yeah. Well, they can always email us.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, they can always email us.
Do you guys want to share your info?
Yeah, well, you know, even more so than that, how about our blogs?
Yeah.
Because they're kind of similar. Mine is www.robert-vaughan.com, and Kathy's is www.kathy-fish.com.
Yeah. Oh. So just a hyphen or a dash and dot
com. Yeah, got the dash of.
Yeah, we're double dashes. and Kayla,
well,
the only other thing I want to just mention is that we are also co-facilitating a fiction workshop in August of next year.
Yes.
And it's going to be at the, it's in Taos, New Mexico, and it's going to be at the Mabel Dodge Lewin House. So that is on Kathy's blog. She has a tab at the top if people are interested and they've heard this and they want more information. We're building that part of the, you know, the page right now, but you know, all that information will be forthcoming, and then if people have questions, of course they can like just respond directly to our blogs about, you know, about it.
Yeah, and that should be great. That'll be exciting and fun and a beautiful place.
Yes.
So if people want to hang out with Robert and I for a week in Taos.
That sounds awesome.
Would be a blast.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much. And I'm just going to say, if you guys can't somehow get a hold of Robert and Kathy, you know how to get a hold of me. So I can be the liaison there. But I want to thank Robert and Kathy. Thank you so much for calling in and talking to me.
Thank you, Kayla.
Yeah, Rift is, I mean, I haven't read it yet, so I can't tell you for sure, but I'm sure it's wonderful. I'm so excited, and I'm so glad that
thanks
you guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, and we plan
on
getting a copy to you guys for Blotterature. I'm sorry you didn't have it in advance, but you will have a copy for sure. So
I'm ready for it.
Excellent.
I'm ready for it. Thank you, guys. You have a good night.
Great.
Thanks,
you
too.
Bye-bye.
Bye, guys. Bye.